It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is ESPN Radio.
Jay Williams, Freddie Cohen together on ESPN Radio and ESPNU presented by Progressive Insurance.
What do you know about 21 Savage?
I'm sorry, have we not met?
No, you listen to 21, is that you listen to 21 when you work out?
I'm sorry, have we not met when
I
it comes
know.
To music?
You never invited me to a workout with you.
Well, our schedules.
You should just say that's weird to invite somebody else to a workout.
Hey, no, Fred, it really isn't. Hey. No, sometimes you need a workout buddy.
Yeah, okay.
You really do.
Yeah,
I'm all for that. Does somebody get you motivated, keep you motivated, and keep you on schedule?
So what's on the workout playlist? What do we got?
The workout, it could be anything because I have Sirius X in the app. So I'm flipping around to the groove. I'm flipping around to the
heat. So you do a lot of randomness.
Yeah, I'll do a lot of randomness. But when I get on the bike, that's when I need the 80s on the countdown. I need to go old school for that.
You need to go old school for the bike.
I got to go old school for the bike. Have to do that. Before I get there, I'm flipping all around on different channels on the app. I have my favorites part of it. But when I get to doing the bike, and I do that about 45, 50 minutes, I need the 80s on the countdown.
See, music is such an important part of my day. Like we talked last week about music that you wake up to.
Right.
Apparently, you know, Mr. Alan Yates woke up to some pretty bad music, some bad beats this morning.
Bad beats in the 25th power.
Yeah. Mr. Yates, would you like to explain what occurred?
Because right now this is about to be brought to you by the letter A and the number 2.
And number 2.
Since you guys want to be funny this morning.
We don't want to be funny. We are.
What'd you say? Kevin Hart laugh at my pain?
Yeah, yeah. That's what people like to do with me. It's like, oh, something tragic happened to Yates. LOL. I'm texting Nuno. I wake up. I'm like, man.
I think the word tragic is a stretch here, but carry on.
It was tragic. Okay. So, you know, the snooze button got me. So, you know,
That's what you get, first off.
Yeah, you know.
That's what happens.
It happens sometimes. You catch it, you know, the button's in a different spot. Now I'm confused. But now,
and we know he doesn't like to be confused.
So I wake up, Jay. And I'm like, man, I'm late. You know, it's dark, so I'm creeping around the crib. I don't want to wake nobody up. Creeping around the crib. Now I'm smelling something. I'm like, what in the world is that? Dog decides to all over the step. Like the first step that you got to take to go down them joints.
Oh.
So, like, if I wouldn't have turned the light on, it would have been a wrap. I would have had to change my clothes.
Yeah,
you would have stepped right in it.
I would have not only stepped in it, I would have
Was it
fell.
Slippery?
Yeah.
It was
like the runny yet chunky type joint.
The Hershey squirt, that's not.
Man,
yeah.
But this is wonderful coffee cup breakfast conversation.
And I'm just upset, Freddie, because like now I'm like, now I got to wait, you know, because I ain't cleaning it up.
So wait, let me ask you this question, because I turn into the angry old ass man, right, when this stuff happens. Does your anger go directly to cleaning up the poop, or do you go to yelling at your dog?
Or a combination of both.
Yeah, or like, what is it?
So I just went back into the bathroom, and I told my girl, I'm like, yo, you got to grab that. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't.
Wow. Wait, so you woke your girl up?
Well, she woke up because I woke up.
Oh, okay, so she's already awake.
You didn't say that.
Well, I'm painting a picture because I almost fell down the steps.
Uh-huh. Yes, okay.
Yes, you know how, like, if you don't break your steps in, this is a new space that I'm in. So, like, if you don't break your steps in, you miss a step, you're going down.
Yeah.
True.
I can't go down with poop over me either. So now I'm
upset. You don't want that.
So I go back in the bathroom. It gets cleaned up.
Gets cleaned up.
You know, I'm late now. I'm texting Nuno. I'm like, yo, bro. Like,
you know, he said it gets cleaned up, which means that she didn't do it.
I was going to say, he didn't say I cleaned it up.
No,
he said she cleaned it up.
She cleaned it up. Oh, really?
Her thing. It's her. It's technically her animal. You know?
That's how you handle your relationship.
Both of your house, though?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's never going
to catch you now. Okay, fine. Either way.
That's your animal, too, buddy.
Yes, it is.
So not only is that the problem. Mm-hmm. I get a text while I'm on my way down here. She's definitely afraid of bugs, right?
Don't mention the bugs she's afraid of.
Like,
please don't.
Like, can't move them, can't move her body. So I'm like, I can't turn around because I'm already late. Nuno going to kill me. And then
Nuno's like,
here,
how did I get dragged into this?
Nunito, Narcos, you got to be careful.
I get here, I park, I get to the door. left my ID in my car. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm like, you know what? Brisk run, get my blood moving because I'm already a little hazy. I trip up the steps.
Man.
How do you trip up the steps?
You're asking a lot of questions. You're asking the wrong question.
There are a lot of things.
Why the steps trip me is the real one.
No, wait. The steps were there. The steps were there first. That's a you problem.
I got drop foot, and I don't trip up the steps.
Well, I got a broken wrist, and, you know, if we miss the heart out, I don't know what you want me to do.
You missed the heart out.
You're like literally the oldest, youngest man I've ever met in my life.
I thought the brisk jog was going to get my blood moving this morning. You know, I had a rough morning. It was a little hazy. I halfway drive.
But you got your ID, though. You got your ID. You got into the game.
I was so upset. I drove halfway here with no music on.
Mm. Oh, man, yeah, that's definitely really upset.
I'm listening to this air in my ears. I'm just like, man, this is.
I can't. By the way, that's what you know. It's, I can't find my ID. And literally the amount of questions I go through every morning at the front gate at ESPN, it's incredible. Like every.
Why don't you just get a new one?
Oh, because I don't have time, Pat. I have too many things I have to do.
Are they actually
security? Security. I had an Uber walk last week to get to the first take set.
Wait a minute.
You can barely find that around here.
It's literally around the corner.
Thank you. You drive to the front gate. It's literally there, right across from the front gate.
Well, nobody's told me anything.
You don't ask. You don't know.
Well, I'll order an Uber walk right now to take me to the ESPN security after the show.
Are they asking you like security questions?
It's a 2-acre campus. I can't find my way around this place.
You need an Uber walk.
You just need to go right there by the gate.
Uber walks are free.
They're just lazy.
This guy needs a Thunder Buddy, man. You got to keep an eye on this.
Nothing wrong with a Thunder Buddy.
Like he's in day camp. Jay, make sure you stay with Tristan. Tristan, make sure you stay with Jay and walk together. That's what he needs now, just to go to security here.
So what do they ask you when you don't have your ID? Like, hey, Jay, what's your favorite color?
And oh, no, you get a grilling.
Security question.
Oh, no, they're like, I'm sorry, what department do you work here? I'm like, on TV.
It's
gotten to the point a couple times I'm like, I hate that it gets. I'm like, look, if you could just Google like Jay Williams ESPN, it comes up. Like I'm right there.
I'm not trying to break into work.
Okay, I'm not trying to break into work.
The Google card.
You know who I am?
It's so bad. It's despicable. Security. Like, how do I get to this point?
Freddie, security's like, yeah, there's some random guy trying to get in the building. In the building. Today.
Yes, exactly.
It's 5:30 in the morning.
These notorious people that want to work here. What's going on here?
That's where we're at. All right. Well, number two, Yates, I'm glad it worked out for you.
Right, exactly.
I almost had a DMP, though. Between me and you.
DMP, DD.
Well, the first thing I asked Nuno, I'm like, where's Yates? He's like, oh, I ate a dog poop this morning. I'm like, that sounds like my dog ate my homework.
He was almost DMP, DD. Did not play dog's decision.
Freddie, I tried to play off the trip like people was watching. No one is no one outside this time of the day. And anyway. Right.
Well, Pat Costello said it best. This is like a different kind of load management involving you and your dog.
Hold on, Jay. Since your boys were security, can you see if they can get that video of Yates almost
there you
tripping?
Go. Yeah.
Tomorrow when you're sitting there for like five minutes.
Top flight security of the world, Craig.
Let's not do that.
Let's do all of that.
I need all
let's
that.
Let's do all of that.
It was a fluid trip. It looked like Victor.
Let's do all of
that. It looked like Victor.
God. Yeah, he's a fluid 7 foot. I ain't 7 foot, but you know it was a natural.
How's
trip.
That bounce back game now? I mean, haters,
they told me.
Are people okay now from like the amount of hate?
What do you mean, Victor?
Yeah,
from game one.
Well, you know, I heard some people calling him trash. Yeah, I'm like, why don't you ask
Pat and Yates because they hate him.
They hate him. 100% Vince Wimbiyama. Never mind the fact that he got his coach. He got his coach a 5-year, $80 million extension to hang around.
And 95 years old.
And 95 years of age, Greg Popovich. And now you got Pat Costello, Allen Yates being part of the Britney Spears Club hating on Vince Wimbiyama.
Pat's going to be 120 by the time he's done with his contract.
That game on Sunday was really saved his legacy because if he didn't know,
saved his legacy.
Yeah, see, that's why we can't have Christmas. It's stuff like this.
Let's wait and see if we actually think this guy's
good
or not. Like,
I'm completely.
I don't know.
With
everyone's
you.
Like I'm putting him you. In the Hall of Fame already. Like, he's got a weird body. Let's slow down.
Well, based on you two, the Hall of Shame. Based on these two. When it comes to Wimbiyama.
Really? I mean, Kenny Smith said he thinks he's going to be the MVP in 4 years.
Okay.
Well, MVP of the league.
That's a lot. I mean, he could. He got to put some more weight on. But, like, Jay, his first game reminded me a lot of, like, remember the first couple years when Dirk Nowitzki was in the league?
Yes.
And everyone was like, oh, this guy's soft. He's not ready, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And he turned into one of the best ever. Like,
absolutely.
Maybe.
I mean, he's a pick and pop guy. Yeah. He's gonna have to rely upon people getting the ball at the right spots at the right time.
Jump shots,
but we really don't know anything after two games.
He did one crossover, and everyone's like,
seriously. I knew when he went 2 for 13 on Friday that Twitter was literally going to melt. after Friday. And then he goes 27-12 and three blocks, 9-14 on Sunday. Crickets from all the haters out
there. I mean, I'm making it a campaign right now. We should be at Summer League, Freddie. We should be at Summer League right now. Yes.
We don't need to be in Vegas for Summer League. We should just be in Vegas.
Well, we can use Summer League as an excuse to actually be there.
That's not an excuse. Make that away. Make that an actual and factual.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's in Vegas right now.
That is very
Everybody.
True. Very true.
That's what I'm saying.
Why not? Vegas will take care of us. Yes, they sir. Take care of the Summer League. You know they'll take care of Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman.
There you go, baby.
They'll look out for us like as that goes. Okay. We won't get a contract extension like Greg Popovich got, 5 years, $80
million. Well,
then again, you never know. Then again, you never know.
Go to the Red Dragon, Jay.
I'll take that. I don't want to say it out loud. I don't want
to.
And my back hurt.
All right. Hey guys, you know we could actually break a little early. You don't have to go to like 12.
Exactly.
Go out at 11.
What's up, Nuno? What's clock? Nuno, I think the last word we should use with Alan Yates is break, because anything can possible with him and break. Yeah, I said it. So there, I said it.
The board is going to be a little treacherous today because it hurts.
Pat, what are you looking at?
That's just looking what around. What are you doing?
I think we should just go somewhere else.
Somewhere else with the conversation.
Maybe just wrap this one up.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you guys. All of a sudden, now they want to play radio people.
Break.
Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together.
Let's go greeny going to break.
ESPN Radio. Well done. We're going to stay greeny with the conversation when it comes to Greg Popovich, and he's got a 5-year extension. Is he in a position more than ever before to pick who's going to succeed him for the rest of Victor Wembanyama's career? Keep it here on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is ESPN Radio.
Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPNU, and ESPN2. We're doing a little 21 Savage because in about 21 minutes, give or take a lie or two, we're going to get to that conversation about Greg Popovich getting a 5-year, $80 million extension from the San Antonio Spurs. How much he will have a hand in picking his successor, maybe that could be the fate of some other coach who's contemporary in another sport. We'll do that in about 21 minutes. Always great to catch with Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, always ready with the information and the intel that you need. Hit him on Twitter at Jeff Darlington.
JD!
Jeff, according to Jay Rule, Jay
shaking,
Williams.
Boy?
What's Miami? What's popping in Miami so far?
Everything's
what's
popping
going
in Miami.
305, man.
Pretty quiet morning, bud. You know, summers. They don't really turn it up down here.
Okay, a little, you know, cafe con leche? A little cafe con leche this morning?
It's like our winter down here.
Ooh.
And no one wants to go outside.
Well, 75 degrees, your winter down there. You poor baby. First world problems when it comes down to being in Miami. Jay Williams believes that Patrick Mahomes, pound for pound, is the best player in the NFL. Who's the best player in the NFL, in your opinion?
Jay Will is a very smart man.
It's not even close.
It's not even a conversation. If we're getting to the point where we're debating whether Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL, we are desensitized to the magic that is Patrick Mahomes. This dude is otherworldly. I hope that we don't get to the point where we start to question whether Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL.
Jeff, if that's the case, you know I have this infatuation with the number two. Obviously, I was the second pick in the draft, right? So it leads to the case, JD, if Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL, who is the second best player?
We should just change the MVP award to the Patrick Mahomes Award so we can give it to somebody else every year. It's tough for me to go stray far away from the quarterback spot. So, like, I would say Joe Burrow or Josh Allen.
Okay, all right.
Between the two.
Joe was number two on my list, Jeff.
Who's number two?
Joe Burrow was number two on my list.
Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, when do you get to a non-quarterback? Who is it?
I got to a non-quarterback, number three. I had Nick Bosa.
Yeah, see, that was what I was going to say. Nick Bosa is probably my guy right now. He's just a disruptive monster. And then if you go back to who's the best non-quarterback offensive player? Is it Justin Jefferson right now?
Funny you say that. He was number four on my list.
He's number four on his list.
Yeah, look at us. Look at us.
It's like you guys are from the same script.
I'm just saying. Great minds think alike. Yeah. I don't know, Jeff.
Tell Jeff who's number five then.
Out of respect, I have Aaron Donald, number five.
Yeah. I feel you. I mean, I think Aaron Donald is still that good. I wonder if we've become a little desensitized to him too, like I was kind of talking about with Mahomes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He
belongs in top five. I mean, he's one of the greatest defensive players of all time.
Jeff Donaldson, ESPN NFL reporter, joining us this morning in ESPN Radio with Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Speaking of players that are really crucial to their teams and one of the best players in the league, in my opinion, is Saquon Barkley, the Giants running back. Where are these two as we're getting closer and closer to D-Day when it comes to that contract?
The closer we get, the more we'll know. I mean, 6 days until the deadline for these franchise-tagged players to do their long-term deals. So July 18th, for those that don't understand this deadline, July 18th, no longer can Saquon Barkley and the New York Giants negotiate a long-term contract. It is either he plays on the franchise tag or he doesn't sign it and holds out, like the way Le'Veon Bell did, and we know that gets very messy. So right now, Saquon has kind of said he expects it to go down to the wire and he'll have to have some conversations with his family. We'll see if essentially the Giants can come up and make this decision easier or if Saquon will accept what's currently on the table. So the interesting thing too with Saquon is like these running backs. I mean, there's a lot of running backs available right now and they're all sort of standing there like, what is our market value? Because it just has not, this offseason, nobody has been able to do the deal that kind of sets the market. And so you got Josh Jacobs, you've got Saquon, but then even beyond that, you've got Ezekiel Elliott, Leonard Fournette, Kareem Hunt, Dalvin Cook. So you've got all these very established running backs sort of waiting, I think, to see what happens before July 17th. If nobody gets a deal, if Saquon doesn't do his deal, it gets even more interesting to see when the first shoe drops with that running back market.
Jeff, how so? Because I need to ask you this question. I'm going to be at Saquon Barkley's golf outing. I'm going to be with him on July 18th, literally in New Jersey.
Wow.
On that Tuesday. Okay. So I need to know, Jeff, school me. Okay. What questions, if it doesn't go down, do I need to ask Saquon?
Right. I mean, it's either congratulations or it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to report to camp? You going to take some time off and make them sweat? I mean, he doesn't have to sign. He won't get fined if he doesn't report to camp because he technically, if he hasn't signed his franchise tag, like Tony Pollard, the day he got tagged by the Cowboys, he signed his tag. He's guaranteed $10 million this coming season. And if he doesn't report to camp, for instance, which he's going to, if he doesn't report to camp, he would be fined. Saquon Barkley doesn't have to show up for camp. So July 18th, I guess the most important question for Saquon is, are you planning to report to camp on time? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. You know, it sounds like a pretty fun event. I don't know if I'd throw that fastball at him right out of the gate. But,
I don't know. After a drink or two, that might be the time to do it. Yeah, you know,
exactly. Yeah, gonna have a nice early, you know, early beverage, maybe a little, you know, those orange juice.
Well, some will call it swing grease, Jeff. You know what I mean? Just some swing grease there.
Jeff, yeah. This is all the makes of Real Jay Williams reports to ESPN that Saquon Barkley, this is all the makings. NFL Insider, Real Jay Williams reporting that has all the makings of July 18th at Saquon Barkley's event.
Jeff, obviously that's a major story, but I wonder, what is the biggest story you see playing out right now in the NFL?
Like, kind of, you know, your summertime story ahead of training camp. I would say right now the one that I think has probably the biggest ramifications for the season would be the Chiefs and Chris Jones. Chris Jones is under contract, but the team wants to do a long-term extension with him, and Chris Jones wants it. And if they, the reason I say it's important is not merely the contract itself, but if the Chiefs right now are right at the salary cap. They don't really have any money to spend. If they get that deal done with Chris Jones, it frees up like at least $10 million in salary cap space for this coming season. So suddenly you got the defending Super Bowl champs with a little check to write. So will they go spend it? And could they say spend it if we're really going to go down the wormhole on someone like DeAndre Hopkins? So to me, that Chris Jones contract, if you see that thing go down, all of a sudden the next question you have to ask is, okay, are the Chiefs now in the market for somebody else? Because to me, like, if they go, say, get DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, as if we don't already respect the Chiefs' Super Bowl aspirations this season, you've got to be asking yourself, wow, did they just do, did they just make the final move to go for a repeat? So to me, that's the biggest one that I'm waiting for right now.
Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter with Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio and also ESPNU and ESPN2. You mentioned Andy Reid because we know that he can pick his successor when it comes to who's going to replace him, although there's still miles on that track before we even get to that conversation. And I still think the same thing is true of Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, despite what Robert Kraft said not too long ago about he's not going to put up with a non-playoff season once again. Outside of those two, who else is out there that when it's time for them to step down could be in the mix to pick their successor to take their place?
And that's a good question. I don't even know that those guys are though these days in the NFL.
Really?
I don't know. I would have thought maybe with, I don't think that necessarily those guys are picking their successors as much as setting up a staff that has the successor on it, that ownership can say, this is an obvious choice.
Okay.
Like if Josh McDaniels was still in New England, that would have made the most sense to me. But if Eric Bieniemy was in Kansas City, I don't know, who would it be? Pete Carroll? Is that the
potentially? That's a good one. Yeah.
Is that the guy who's kind of otherwise? I mean, the trend really has been to go young in the league. So you've got to get a lot of younger guys right now still establishing themselves as head coaches. I'd probably say Pete Carroll. I mean, those are the most senior coaches. But I really don't know that the NFL is set up the same way as like Popovich being able to potentially set up his successor. I don't know that Robert Kraft at that point is going to care what Belichick thinks. I don't. Maybe I'm wrong there, but he'll respect it. But I don't think he'll choose because of it.
Yeah, I think the NFL is a different beast than the NBA, even as college. Like I could see guys like Nick Saban. Obviously, Coach K was able to do this with John Shire.
Roy Williams with Hubert Davis,
certain guys like that. But the NFL just seems very different to me.
Even in the NBA, aren't a lot of coaches – I mean, the staff is so much smaller too, right? Like you've got your assistants, you're kind of grooming them, whereas I feel like in the NFL, outside of the offensive coordinator and defense coordinator, like it's a big staff full of guys you're developing, but not necessarily to succeed you. I think it's just a little bit of a different beast.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jeff, always a pleasure, my man. Can't wait to catch with you sooner as we get closer for training camp.
Hey, can't wait to read about that news by Jay Will.
Yeah, I'm breaking it. Enjoy that cafe con leche, baby.
July 18th.
Yeah, man. Give me a quick heads up. Yeah. July 18th. You know? Boy,
thanks a lot, Jeff. All right, Jeff.
All right,
Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter. Hit him on Twitter at Jeff Darlington. He's Jay Williams. Hit him on Twitter, Will Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter at Coleman ESPN, part of ESPN Radio. We're going to continue that conversation about coaches will or should be allowed to pick their successor when it comes to coaches in the NFL and the NBA. That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
You're about to hear Jay Williams along with me, Freddie Coleman, here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU, and SiriusXM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. If Greg Popovich and Victor Wembanyama can actually work with San Antonio, you're going to hear what he has to say about that. After your Harry Douglas, ESPN radio host yesterday, he believes that another Hall of Famer should take the place of Greg Popovich, no matter how long his extension is going to last in San Antonio.
At some point, you would like to transition if you're Steve Kerr. Now, the transition could be a front office role, in which he's already had one of those. But if you can coach a player like Victor Wembanyama, in which Steve Kerr only has 1 year left on his contract with the Golden State Warriors, you're telling me Steve Kerr wouldn't take that? You're telling me a guy like Greg Popovich wouldn't hand over the keys to someone who had success somewhere else and understands the principles and understand the organization at a high level? So that's why I'm naming Steve Kerr as a guy that could potentially, you know, get handed the keys and Victor Wembanyama.
Not a lot I can say to Harry right now, as his Braves are dominating my Mets.
That is very true.
I hate you, Harry! I had to pay you a bottle of tequila last year.
Hey. You may have to give him another bottle of tequila this year because that team's not losing. I think they're going to World Series before the season
got
started.
We'll talk about that later, about my Mets and the Braves. But I got to tell you, I couldn't disagree more with Harry. Why would Steve Kerr, who has already been a GM, he's already been in the front office.
With the Phoenix Suns,
with the Phoenix Suns in his history. Why would he leave Golden State when he has the greatest shooter in the history of the game, also has an owner in Joe Lacob that is willing to go exceedingly over the cap, even with these new restrictions in the new CBA, to contend for a title each and every single year. So they do everything right from a skill development position. Even if he disagrees with Mike Dunleavy, he couldn't have more of a stake in the front office. I think Mike Dunleavy Jr. is smart enough, and I've been around, I call him Dun-Dun, for a very long time, since my freshman year, actually my senior year of high school,
right,
in which we played in the McDonald's All-American game.
Okay.
He is a student of the game. You're telling me Mike Dunleavy Jr. isn't sitting down with Steve Kerr saying, Steve, give me some insight here into what kind of continuity system we want to continue to build, what kind of player and skill development that we want on this team, this roster, and some of the decision-making steps that he needs to have in place as it relates to a GM, and they're not collaborating. I mean, you could actually say that the influence that Steve Kerr has gotten within this organization has increased massively now that Bob Myers is no longer there. So if I'm Steve Kerr, I stay put in Golden State for a long time, maybe my whole career, as long as Joe Lacob allows me to continue to have that autonomy and that influence over the organization.
Well, Lacob's going to give him that because he knows exactly.
He's earned it.
He's earned it, number one. And number two, it's been the same way with the San Antonio Spurs. And that's somebody that Steve Kerr learned under when it comes to Greg Popovich. So that timetable in terms of Steve Kerr leaving Golden State to go to San Antonio because Victor Wembanyama is there, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not buying that. But I will say this. It shows you exactly how many people are wondering if this is going to be a fit. Victor Wembanyama, a new school kind of player, even though he couldn't wait to go to San Antonio. He loves that organization. But Greg Popovich, an old school kind of guy. Not saying he can't adapt. He's been able to adapt to modern basketball, to the modern player. The only player he couldn't adapt to is Kawhi Leonard. But that's just a different planet when it comes to Kawhi Leonard and how that whole thing ended spectacularly badly in San Antonio.
Yeah, I mean, but on the court, when Kawhi was available,
absolutely,
it very much fit into the schematics of how they played, how they defended certain positions.
No question.
The biggest question I have for Greg Popovich and the staff, which is the most important question. And the staff is Brett Brown, he's coached 76ers, Mitch Johnson, Matt Nielsen. Are they the right staff for player development for Victor Wembanyama's game? What I don't want to see this year, and I'm not going to put this past Greg Popovich, he's one of the best coaches to ever do it, right? But I think we can tell a lot about what is the skill set in which they're going to allow him to open up the court with. I don't want to see Victor Wembanyama playing the center spot. He's more of a 4/3. Now, people are hearing that saying, you're crazy, he's 7'4". But his skill set is like that of a Kevin Durant. Right?
There's
he can
no doubt.
Play a multitude of positions. If I see him playing with his back to the basket most of the time, if I see him more at the traditional five spot, I'm going to start to question that. I don't think Greg Popovich will do that.
I agree. He
but
won't.
It is a legitimate question. I wrote it down last weekend when you're talking about, hey, Greg Popovich signed that 5-year, $80 million contract, right, to extend his role with the organization. That is the right move. But also, they have to make sure that they're surrounding Greg, Coach Pop, with the right young type of influencers to help talk to Pop about where the game is going. I think he's around people like that with USA Basketball.
I was going to say that.
Time he spends with Grant Hill, time he spends with Steve Kerr, some of the brightest minds in the game about where the game is going. But that is going to be imperative and pivotal for Victor Wembanyama's overall skill development to where the game of basketball needs to be for him. He is the future of the league.
Right.
He's a guy that can be bringing the ball down the court.
Yep.
He's a guy that can be utilized in pick and pop, DHOs, dribble handoffs, but also he's a guy that can initiate the offense. So how they use him and what pieces they put around him are so important to the future, just not of the Spurs, but of the NBA with the way the game is played.
See, I'm not as concerned about Greg Popovich finding a way to adapt to Victor Wembanyama. That is the least my concern. My concern is what you said, the second part of that. You got to make sure you have the right pieces around him when it comes to Victor Wembanyama, because the NBA has shown us you can't just have a one-man gang and think that's going to work. The last time that happened was Dirk Nowitzki and the Dirkettes when they beat LeBron James and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. That's an outlier, what they were able to do, because Dirk was so fantastic, but other dudes really were able to raise their game and step up and help him to take down that Holy Trinity when it came to Miami. You're not going to see that anymore in modern basketball unless you have a guy that averages 50 points a game. And even then, that's not even a certainty that you're going to have enough where people raise their games. You need, as Jerry Sloan liked to say, God rest his soul, you need two greats and a very good. And San Antonio has shown they can have two greats and a lot of very goods around players. They've done that. So I'm not worried about Victor Wembanyama and Greg Popovich, Jay, coexisting. What kind of pieces to make sure you got a Batman like that? You better have a Robin, a Green Lantern, and the rest of the Justice League in modern basketball in the NBA.
But just for clarification purposes, Freddie, I never said concerned or worried. I said it is a legitimate question.
Sure.
Now, you're allowed to ask that question with a coach that's been coaching so long. Now, he's had very versatile players, Jacopoto, other players on their roster that they've been able to activate in different ways.
But this guy's different.
But he is extremely different. And by the way, even in the second summer league game, here's what I have to say about your first summer league game.
Okay.
And the guy comes over from playing right directly in France, right? And for people that don't watch summer league is such a guard-heavy type league. You have a lot of guards that are trying to showcase what they can do with the ball, decision-making, right? So
and it gets sloppy.
Yeah, so when Victor, obviously he showed a lot more of the overall skill set defensively, what he could bring to the table, even lateral quickness, which he is extremely gifted at, even his ability off the second jump. You know, we talk a lot about in the pros that Sean Marion, like, you go up for an initial block, what is your bounce back time for the second jump? He has a legit second jump quickly as well. But playing with the right guard to understand schematically the system that the coach is trying to implore and timing of how to utilize his skill set goes up 30 notches when he actually plays with the Spurs. And that says something because they're still a young team compared to playing in a summer league roster.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And Greg Popovich, whenever he decides that successor, because I think this is his final contract. Once this is done, he'll handpick his successor to take over, and then Victor Wembanyama, and that guy can be that next generation San Antonio Spurs. He's in a better position than one of his contemporaries when it comes to Bill Belichick, because for the longest time, Tom Brady covered a multitude of sins. He really did. Bill Belichick and that organization missed on a lot of free agents and a lot of draftees. San Antonio hasn't missed on a lot of guys when it comes to surrounding great players with those guys. Now you got a guy, Victor Wembanyama. Bill Belichick would love to have a guy like that and have pieces around him. He may have a lot more to worry about in New England than his contemporary in San Antonio when it comes to the San Antonio Spurs. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio.
I was just going to don't sleep on Ime Udoka. I mean, I know he's right there in Houston.
I never sleep on a guy that
of,
I know
he's
can
part
coach.
Of the pop staff.
Yeah, I never sleep.
I mean, there's certain
as
guys.
As a successor?
That, I didn't think
well, look,
okay.
I think there are a lot of players that we can, or a lot of former coaches that we can maybe do this when we come back from break, Freddie.
Right.
We can go down some of the top Spurs assistants and where they are now.
Okay.
I think this is something that they will keep in-house. You will have to have came from this franchise and groomed to create that next iteration. Yeah. I think that's the direction Pop will go.
Okay, and we'll talk about that. And also, Major League Baseball's in the right direction, but are you paying attention? This is ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
It's Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU, and ESPN2.
Who's that singing the song?
Nelly.
Okay. You know, I watched Juvenile the other day on Tiny Desk.
Oh, we were talking about that.
You know, NPR, Tiny Desk,
we
Juvenile.
We were talking about that. That was live.
Yo, they killed it.
Yeah, he really did.
They went on for like 35, 40 minutes.
Did you see Babyface's Tiny Desk?
Oh, I can't.
Oh, talk to you like this?
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to play this?
Why y'all banging on Babyface?
No, no, we love Babyface. He was dope.
Freddie, you might shed a singular tear if you watch that, John.
Well, I don't doubt that.
I'm going to send it to you.
I guarantee I'll shed more tears than Babyface after getting kicked off the Anita Baker tour. Did I say it out loud? Have I said too much?
Relax.
Have I gone too far?
It wasn't his fault.
It was his fans' fault. Yeah, it was
definitely
his fans' fault.
Speaking of Anita Baker, I got a problem, man. So my daughter over the weekend, real quick, like I did this juxtaposition on my IG story about the way I treat my son, the way I compare to how I treat my daughter, right?
Uh-huh.
So like my son's getting a lineup the other day. I'm like, yeah, let's get that hair right, because you know we got that Drake hair, the light skin, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the frizzly the hair, brother
the butterscotch
hair.
Brother hair, right? So you gotta make sure to line up. Be like, oh, is your son Puerto Rican? I'm like, he ain't Puerto Rican, man. All right. Like, it's fine.
No, there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that.
I know.
At all. Nobody said there was. See, why'd you even have to go there?
I could.
No.
I chose to.
Nothing wrong with that. Right? But like, so I'm playing Drake over his stuff. Meanwhile, I'm like, let me think about a good song for my daughter, because my daughter's going to a 5-year-old birthday party.
Okay.
Where they're doing manis and petties. What kind of, and they're doing facials.
What? Like
5-year-old facials birthday on a 5-year-old.
I can understand the mani petty part.
My daughter's taking pictures with cucumbers on her eyes.
Oh, no.
And I'm playing the Sade. I'm playing the Anita Baker.
That
makes
sense.
Meanwhile, I'm playing the Drake on my son's song.
No, but she's going to a facial of Manny Petty. You need Sade.
At 5 years old?
No, she doesn't need a facial at 5 years
of
age.
What are we doing?
What are they doing? You're the parent. What are they doing to your child?
I talked to my wife, like, what are we doing?
And what does she say?
She said, well, this is what they do.
That don't mean she
got
to do
it. They got on the robes. They got on the spa music.
Hold on, Jerry. Who is they?
Who are they?
We know who
is
they.
We know
who they is, but I just had to.
Those they people, man, they always seem to show up.
I don't know. Don't you guys got me in the corner?
Yes, we did.
I feel like I'm trapped. Yeah. What's going on in sports?
No one puts Jay in the corner.
Pat has the home run derby.
Well, I don't like the way Pat is staring at me right now with his hat and his glasses.
Yeah.
Do you see the chew? Gum chew?
The gum chew.
He's advancing, man.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
He has his radar gun out.
Let's get back to sports.
Well, I thought that was a sport. It's about 5 years going out to get facials. That could almost be a sport depending on who you talk to.
Let's get, back to, back to sports.
Yes, sir.
Even quicker. Even
this man's chew is terrifying. It's like,
yeah no.
I'm definitely getting this ticket, dog. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't
I'm surprised,
get out of it.
I'm surprised he hasn't given you one by now when it comes to that.
No, faster we're going?
No, I don't, officer.
Sports 55.
I assume you're going to tell me
sports
how fast
55.
I was going.
That's how fast we were going.
You were going 56. This is a 55.
Why did I ask you that question? Why do they set you up like that? Like, I mean,
like we got the radar gun.
There's actually a reason.
I guess I was going 94, well, officer.
Like
you
said,
got me.
They don't
There's
care
actually
about
a reason for that.
There was the reason.
Why?
For officer.
They want, they want you to incriminate
exactly.
yourself.
They want the confession.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right. They
if
want
you say, oh, I was speeding, I'm going to give you the ticket.
I know you did it.
Guess the right number.
Yeah. Either way, I know you did it. Just admit
it. I guess the number.
Like Chris Rock said.
It's not the price is right.
Exactly.
What if I give you a lower number?
Not like Drew Carey's pulling you over.
What do you mean?
That makes no sense.
I was going 30.
You know how fast I was going? Yates is like 74. So, yeah. You're free to go.
You're free to go. Yeah.
That should be, if you can guess how fast you're going, you should be allowed to go. Yeah.
Can you hit him with, well, you were going faster because you had to catch up to me? Let's see how that works out.
Why don't you tell me, Nuno's philosophy. You had to catch me. Why don't you tell me how fast I was going? Yeah, that argument will never fly with the police.
I do have a question about the speed limit, though.
Why the awkward pause after?
Because I've been thinking about this, and I've been asking my friends, and they've been shunning me because I don't
Now you're going to ask on national radio. Go ahead.
Yes,
go ahead.
Because we're friends here. So I'm asking everybody.
And also you control the button.
Nuno
so that's another reason.
Behind you.
Why is it that if I go above the speed limit, I can get pulled over? But if I go the actual speed limit, I also run the risk of being pulled over because I'm going, quote unquote, too slow.
I've never heard of that before. Well,
you're going to I can take a quick look at you and tell you why. I can take a quick look at you and tell you why.
James,
what are you
kind of friends
about?
Are you asking? Right,
who are they? Yeah, who are they?
Who are they? Are you asking Jay?
I'm asking
you.
Don't come back to me, Nuno. No, I don't want to answer these questions.
Who are they?
I'm not allowed.
Wow. Yeah, I've never heard of somebody being pulled over going the speed limit.
Why? You can get pulled over for going the speed limit because you
never heard that before in my life.
Why could Yates get pulled over for doing everything legally?
Broken taillight?
Maybe.
I just noticed that you have a broken taillight.
I'm thinking that's probably why you got pulled over going
to
speed limit.
Or Pat just broke it on his way up to your
car.
You
were swerving there as you were going through that intersection, Yates.
I also have problems with that, too. You get pulled over for a broken taillight, I'm the driver of the vehicle. I'm not looking at my back.
You should be checking your car at all times.
How?
Maintenance?
I can't press the brake and check my taillight.
You don't look back at it?
You got friends.
Okay,
you got friends, right? You got friends, right? Hey, guys, want to make sure everything's correct? You can ask a friend.
Yates, how many times a day do you look back at it?
I look back every time I get in my car because I got a back-facing camera.
Then you have no excuse now. Then you have no excuse now.
That's a legit broken of the Mets.
You have no excuse now.
Hey, sir, your license plate light is out.
You have no excuse now. Car maintenance. It's not hard.
Your light, though, Freddie. Who looks at the license plate light? Got to get a new license plate light or otherwise I'm going to get pulled over.
If you don't check your car, then that's a you problem.
Freddie, you're going down a dark path.
He already took us there. It's bad enough that our Mets team has been junk all year long.
Is that what we're supposed to talk about?
No, I don't care about that now. You know, it's bad enough our Mets team has been junk all year long, and the Braves are winning and everything like that. And now my Mets team is like his broken taillight.
Quick thing about the Mets.
What's
look,
that?
By the time we get to the trade deadline, after All-Star, if we don't come out and start winning some games, we should be buying. We should be.
There's no doubt about that. The question is, he's paid a lot of money when it comes to Steve Cohen, the general manager, the owner of the Mets. What he's been able to do, he's going to have to be in sell mode. He's going to have to.
You have to. You have no choice.
It's been a $350 million mistake.
That's why you had the preemptive, Steve Cohen press conference the other day, right?
I know. They played a little bit better. Guys were worried about their jobs and everything like that. No one's catching the Braves. There's no doubt about that. The All-Star Home Run Derby was pretty cool to see that, what Julio Rodriguez did for Seattle. Major League Baseball has been really good. The question is, in a football, basketball nation, are people going to give it a look when the game is better because of pace of play and everything like that?
Pitch clock has been great. I mean,
no doubt.
But it still doesn't feel like it's just caught like that next wave.
You know
it
why?
It almost feels like Liv in the PGA Tour has caught a different wave.
Okay.
Like
not hating that.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying it is, but more so than baseball. Doesn't it feel that way to a degree?
It definitely does feel that way. At least baseball's a lot better for them, unlike what's going on in Northwestern. That's next on ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.